Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How much is an autograph worth? And this question comes up because there was a recent case where a person who had received a personal letter from President Obama had sold that letter to an autograph dealer and was able to sell it for $7,000. So the story is she had written to Obama just a letter like people write to the White House all the time, but this one caught a staffer's attention and Obama had read it and he had written back to her with a nice little note on White House stationery and his signature. And it turns out that this kind of thing is not common. That is a very rare occurrence. So it's not often that a person has a personal note from the president with his signature on it from the White House. And so she got into some financial straits and needed some cash. So she went to a dealer and she sold this note to the dealer for $7,000. And presumably he'll go out onto the open market and he'll sell it for more than $7,000. So we can say that the handwritten signature of a sitting president with a nice note on White House stationery is worth something more than $7,000. So that brings up the obvious question, how much are the signatures of other living people worth in comparison to that? And to get an answer to that question, we can go over to a website called MadeMan.com, and it had an article called The 10 Most Valuable Autographs of Living People. And if you look through that list, it lists Neil Armstrong as the person with the most valuable signature at 6,500. So that means that Obama's setting a new record here. But below that is people like Steve Jobs at $5,000, Tiger Woods at $2,800, Bob Dylan at $2,600, Paul McCartney, J.K. Rowling, Elizabeth Taylor, you know, people like you've heard of. And this tells you something about the value of autographs, is that the person usually has to be somebody who's widely known and, you know, additionally needs to be someone who isn't spreading their signature around everywhere. So, for example, J.K. Rowling doesn't really sign things anymore. You won't see her at a book signing just giving her signature away 1,000 times a day, and that makes the signature more valuable. But if you think about it, $2,000-ish for Rowling's signature isn't really that much money in the grand scheme of things. If you want to go for really big amounts of money, you have to look at autographs of famous dead people. And at the top of that list goes William Shakespeare, because there's only 6 known copies of his signature anywhere in the world, and he's an incredibly famous person. Just about everybody on the planet has heard of Shakespeare. And, you know, you could probably find a wealthy English major who would pay a lot for one of those signatures. Next on the list is former President Lincoln. Stuff that he's signed is pushing up toward $1 million a pop. So how could you use this knowledge to your advantage? Here's what you would need to do. First of all, you would need to not give out your signature. So get in the habit of not doing that, so there's a very small number of your signatures out in the world. Then sign a couple things, put them in a safe, and leave them for your great-grandchildren to find at some point in their lives. Then become incredibly famous for some reason, and then die. And then what's going to happen is, over the years, because you were incredibly famous and you didn't sign very many things, those couple of signatures you left for your great-grandchildren are going to be incredibly valuable.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join HowStuffWorks staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.